Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your host for Soft Girl Morning. And let's face it, some days feel like an emotional roller coaster, right? One minute you're on top of the world, next you're plummeting into a pit of, I don't even know what I'm feeling, vibes. It's all part of the human experience, but honestly, haven't we had enough of that internal chaos? Today, we're diving deep into the wonderful world of emotions and how to actually embrace them, not fight them, not suppress them, but truly accept them. Because trust me, this is key to living a more peaceful and authentic life. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easy for Riley to say. But seriously, folks, learning to understand and accept our emotions isn't about being some kind of Zen master. It's about recognizing that feelings are just information. They're trying to tell us something. They're telling us about our needs, our boundaries, and even what brings us joy. So, let's unpack 5 key takeaways for embracing those emotions head on. First off, acknowledgement is power. Don't try to pretend those feelings don't exist. You know that feeling when you get a lump in your throat but try to push it down? That just makes it fester, right? Instead, acknowledge what you're feeling. Even saying something simple like, I'm feeling frustrated right now, can make a world of difference. Secondly, don't judge yourself. Feeling sad? It's okay. Feeling angry? Totally valid. We all have these emotions swirling around us, and it's important to remember that they don't define you. Imagine your feelings as waves crashing on the shore. They come and go, but you're still standing strong on the beach. Thirdly, find healthy outlets. Ever notice how some people just bottle up their emotions? Not good. It can lead to burnout, resentment, even physical health problems. We need to find ways to express those feelings in a healthy way. Talk to someone you trust, journal your thoughts, go for a run, listen to music, whatever helps you release that emotional pressure valve. Next up, practice self-compassion. This one's super important. Imagine talking to a friend who's going through something tough. Would you tear them down or be understanding and supportive? Same goes for yourself. Be kind to yourself, even when things are rough. Remind yourself that you're doing the best you can, and that it's okay to have bad days. Finally, remember that emotions are fleeting. You know that feeling of intense joy after winning a competition or that crushing sadness after losing someone you love? Both eventually fade. It's like the weather, sometimes sunny, sometimes stormy, but always changing. Trust that this too shall pass, and things will eventually settle down. Think about a time when you tried to bury your emotions instead of addressing them. Maybe you got into an argument with a friend and just clammed up, or maybe you felt overwhelmed at work and pretended everything was fine. What happened? Did it actually solve anything? Probably not. You probably ended up feeling more frustrated, resentful, or disconnected from the people around you. Now imagine approaching that situation differently. Let's say your friend brings up a sensitive topic, and you feel your anger bubbling up. Instead of shutting down, take a deep breath and try saying something like, "Hey, I hear what you're saying, and this is making me feel a bit angry. Can we talk about it calmly?" This opens the door for honest communication and helps you work through the issue together. Remember, embracing your emotions doesn't mean being constantly emotional. It means recognizing them, understanding them, and learning to manage them in healthy ways. So, what are you going to do differently today? Are you going to acknowledge those feelings that have been swirling around inside you? Will you practice self-compassion and treat yourself with kindness? Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. It takes time and effort, but the rewards are worth it. You'll feel more connected to yourself, more authentic in your relationships, and ultimately, more at peace. Until next time, keep embracing those emotions, the good, the bad, and everything in between. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join our conversation on social media. I can't wait to see you there.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.